we discussed a scenario yesterday based on one of our loons, and she, as you know, Latasha likes working with different languages, and we decided that our project would be about searching for her language, which might be a combination of her ancestry, you know, the blood within her. And so she has written in lots of different languages. What? She was translating what she wrote. And then she had translated it in a footnote, but I wanted to know word for word how it was translated and which language it was in. So that's what we were doing, was understanding what she wrote.
Some of the glottal stops and some of the fluidity of some of the words, like some languages is filled with all these little pauses, whereas some of the words are like just like the string of like consonants or syllables that you have to like repeat to yourself over and over again to find the rhythm, because like the rhythm is built in and it's just a matter of you saying it over and over again. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We've been just kind of mellow with with the process. If anything, we're both interested in applying the electronic aspect to the piece.
I think I'm really interested in Latasha's relationship to words and sounds in as a form of communication rather than specific verbal discourse, because each language is so specific. But I mean, I think along with her, I share the idea that language has always felt a little foreign to me, at least spoken language. And sound is more meaningful. Sound and expression, you know, emotion is more communication to me than specific words. I think I'm still trying to figure English out. And I think that when the more I learn different languages, the more I understand about the different various cultures that the languages belong to. And as someone with foreign blood living in America, or at least Asian blood, I think I have a much different relationship to the language than someone whose family speaks English. Well, they have, you know, relationship to the cliches, the colloquialisms that I simply do not use. I just heard the phrase, "I wouldn't know him from Adam," like a few years ago, and I was so confused when I heard it. I don't know, things like that.